You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jamie McLoon-Lampman, director of the Ingham County Animal Control. Good evening, Jamie.
Good evening.
How are you tonight?
Good.
Very good. I appreciate your time. I kind of called you last minute today with a couple of updates. We wanted to get on a couple of horrific abuse and neglect cases with dogs in the month of January. And the first one I wanted to talk about is one that you dealt with on a dog found frozen to death in a Lansing park on January 21st. What's the updated status of that case in terms of the law?
Well, in the one that was found in the Ingham Park, that case has been turned over to the prosecutor's office, Ingham County Prosecutor's Office. We have two suspects. We've completed the investigation. We feel pretty good about what we've handed in, and hopefully we hope to see some warrants issued.
Very good. What are the charges you're, and I realize it's up to the prosecutor's office, but you're interested in a felony neglect charge against these folks?
Well, ideally, yes. We would like to see a felony.
Okay. Now, this case, as we remind people, the animal was found, the dog was found in a carrier, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. Yes, it was found. The officer responded to a call that there had been a large cage carrier left in a park, and the officer discovered the frozen corpse of a dog inside that carrier.
Okay, and so this is the first case we're talking about. The other case was also being dealt with at Capital Area Humane Society. A gentleman had found a dog walking who was bound with duct tape and literally frozen to the ground. That dog is alive, but that case is also being sent to the prosecutor's office.
Well, that's another one of our cases. We're also doing the investigation on that one. That has not gone to the prosecutor's office yet.
Okay.
We're hoping that will be sent up either later this week or the early part of next week. But that one's not completed yet. We just need to wrap it up so we can get it there.
And there have been suspects in that one for a while as well.
That is correct, yes.
And were you helped by the public with getting some answers on this? I know there were large rewards for both of these cases. Did those prove to be helpful to you?
The case where the Ingham Park dog, which is the case that we've already submitted,
mm-hmm.
that was a very high reward, actually the highest reward we've ever seen go out. We initially offered a $300 reward from our animal care fund. Citizens came forth, and that was raised to an amount of $3,500. However, we did not receive any tips that led us to the suspects. The investigation that was done by the officers pretty much brought that about through their investigation with some forensic work they did and a lot of research. They were very good. Really, it's outstanding the job they did in that case.
Well, and when you and I have talked before, we've talked about how personally you take these cases, the officers you have working for you. So it's not that one is worse than another. It's just you dig in and you want an answer and you want resolve in the cases.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When you see these animals and you see what they've been through, you definitely want to find who's responsible because, as we all know, the people who can do that to an animal are doing other things in the community as well.
Absolutely. That had to be heartwarming, though, to see the rewards go up from folks in the public and to know that other folks are just as outraged and want these folks to come to justice.
It was. I mean, and people, you know, they send us emails, they send us phone calls, they send us letters encouraging us to keep doing the work. And so that's really, that's very inspirational. And it's nice for our officers to get that kind of feedback. It really is when they see so many sad things out there.
And I know you're in contact with Capital Area Humane Society. And how is the dog that was found duct taped? How is she recovering?
Well, we don't have that dog in our custody. That is over at the Humane Society, so they actually are in custody of that dog. And from last I heard and I saw the dog, it was doing very well.
Very good.
Very well.
And I have your website up on my computer in front of me, and it's a great website, I do have to tell you, in terms of adopting pets and so forth. But for folks who may suspect abuse and neglect, how can they get a hold of you folks?
Well, we actually have a tip line. It's 517-676- 8376. And that's where they can actually do, there's an answering machine. They can just leave the information. A lot of people don't want to be involved. They want to leave it anonymously. We can take it anonymously. However, it always helps if we can call you back and get more information and make sure what we got was correct. But they can leave it on that tip line. They can always call our dispatchers here at 676-8310. And if it's after hours when the shelter's closed, then they would call their local 911 if it's an emergency.
Well, very good. Jamie, I know you're busy. I appreciate your time at the last minute today to keep us updated, and we'll follow up with the prosecutor's office and hope to hear some more good news in that area.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Right. Jamie McLoone-Lampman, Director, Ingham County Animal Control. And don't forget to go to their website. I'm looking at it now, Adoptable Pets, and to volunteer and to donate. It's a great website, Ingham County Animal Control. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.